I'm Michelle Poblata, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Super Bowl 50, pits old versus new. The late-night comics aren't cutting Peyton Manning any slack. After all, the 39-year-old is an NFL veteran. But the way Jimmy Fallon talked about the Broncos QB, you'd think he was talking about a senior citizen. Although maybe it's partly Manning's fault for bringing up a future hip replacement. And did you hear about Cam Newton's zebra print pants? Listen to Punchlines for laughs from Fallon, Conan O'Brien, James Corden, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel.
We're just 3 days away from the Super Bowl. Are you feeling this? This is this is nice. I read about a 76-year-old man who has been to all 49 Super Bowls and will be attending Super Bowl 50 this Sunday. But enough about Peyton Manning. Let's get to...
Super Bowl coming up this weekend. That's a big story, yeah. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning said yesterday he's going to need to get his hip replaced. Man, that is going to be some super halftime show.
The city of San Francisco itself has gone $4.3 million over budget preparing to host the Super Bowl, and they don't know how they're going to make it up. And the way I see it is that they can go with one of two options. They can either rename the Golden Gate Bridge to Golden Gate Bridgestone Tires Bridge.
Is everybody excited for Super Bowl Sunday in here? That's no surprise, of course you are. It's like the Olympics, only better, because that happens every year and America always wins.
Or they can do the Super Bowl on a budget. And luckily, we here at The Late Late Show have all kinds of suggestions for doing the Super Bowl on the cheap, right? We all know jerseys are expensive, right? So this year, just do shirts and skins. Topless Cam Newton's gonna double your ratings, although you do face the risk of a topless Peyton Manning.
Actually, did you see this? The Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was spotted. He was spotted wearing $800 Versace zebra pants at the airport. Yeah, which means somewhere Nicki Minaj is opening her bag to find a Carolina Panthers uniform. Going, what the? That airport is the worst.
Instead of Lady Gaga, just have the national anthem sung by any lady. Just put her in a giant egg. No one's going to know the difference.
The National Chicken Council has released something called the Wing Report, in which they estimate that Americans will eat a record 1.3 billion chicken wings during the Super Bowl this year. But I didn't know there was a National Chicken Council. I like to imagine a group of chickens gathered around a conference table making decisions about things.
Instead of the Panthers playing the Broncos, just let a real panther fight a horse. It might be the same odds as the game.
Taco Bell in the news. Taco Bell has a new Super Bowl deal where people can order a mystery food item. Yeah. Today, the CEO of Arby's said, hey, we've been giving out mystery food since day one. I don't understand what the excitement is.
And I wonder if turkeys are secretly happy about all the chicken wings we eat on Super Bowl Sunday. It's like, they're like, yeah, that's how we feel on Thanksgiving.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. And while you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.